Following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, first chapter, text number 41 through 42, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 29th, 1973, in London, England.
When there is an increase of unwanted population, a hellish situation is created both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. In such corrupt families, there is no offering of oblations of food and water to the ancestors.
Sankaro narakaiva. When there are unwanted children, then the family tradition, the family obligation, they're all forgot. At the present moment, nobody knows that after death there is life, and still such life is connected with the family, the forefathers, and the descendants. Nothing of this science is known at the present moment. More or less exactly like animals, that's all. As animal has no such feelings or connection, simply the number of days you live, you eat, sleep, have sex life, and die. That's all. This certain regulation of family connection is unknown at the present moment. And still, they are very much proud of advancement of knowledge. So unwanted children, as we have discussed in the previous, pradushanti kulastriya, if the woman, kulastya, family, family woman and prostitute are different. Still in India, the uncontrolled woman, or there is a class of prostitute, they are not family woman. But kulastriya, family woman, they have got so many obligations. There is a verse that sargatha kama mokshaya dara samprapti hetava. Dara means wife. Wife can help one to be elevated to the heavenly planets, and dharmartha kama, to become helpful in the matter of advancement in religious and spiritual knowledge, dharma, artha, economic development, kama, satisfying the husband for sense gratification, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha also for salvation. The wife is so important. If there is chaste wife, she can help the husband in these four principles of life. Dharma, artha, kama, mokshaya, dara, samprapti, hetava. If we can train up nice wife, or the society trains the girls to become nice wife, she becomes a great source of energy to the husband. Dharmartha kama mokshaya dara samprat. And if they are polluted, they become source of the sankara, varna sankara, the exact example of varna sankara is the hippies at the present moment. all over the world, not only in the Western countries, but in India also. So, the population, hippie population means Shankara population. So, increase of such population means Narakayiva. Narak, hellish. Hellish condition of life in this life, also in the next life. At that time, to live, actually, we have practically seen in recent year, especially in Calcutta, it has become a hellish life. The population, the younger generation, is so polluted, so contaminated, that you cannot safely walk in the street. Anywhere, the young boys, they can encircle you and rob you. You cannot say, the police cannot help, the government cannot help. So, these unwanted children, without being trained up in the varnasram system, they become the cause of hellish life in this life also after death. After death, according to Vedic regulation, pinda udaka, pinda, offering Vishnu prasadam and water, at least once in a year, it is required by the family members. And according to Vedic culture, there is 1 month fixed up in a year when all people will offer pindo and udaka to the four powers. Tarpan. Tarpan. Week or fortnight, for 1 fortnight. So, the idea is, if the forefather in that family has not achieved a proper life, sometimes due to sinful activities, too much attachment, a man becomes ghost. Ghost, there is ghost. Bhuta preta pisacha. Not only this life, demonic life, but after death also, there are ghostly life. They do not get this ghost body. They remain in the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. Due to their gross sinful life, they are punished by not getting a gross life. Because without getting a gross life, we cannot enjoy. With mind, I cannot enjoy Rasagulla. I must have the tongue, I must have the hand, fingers, I can pick up. Then, in the mind, I may think of eating or collecting Rasagulla, but actually I do not get the taste. So, gross body is required, because every living entity in this material world, they have come to enjoy. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare, pasete mahatare japotiya dhar. This is the beginning of our material life, when we forget to render service to Krishna. Immediately we get a material body offered by the material nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankar vimuratma kattaham iti mandu. So, this gross body is required for enjoyment. Spiritual body is also very subtle. And the astral body or subtle body is also very subtle. The gross body required. So, on account of one's severe sinful life, he does not get this gross body. Therefore, the lupta pindodaka kriya, taking for granted that some of my forefathers have become ghostly life or has not got the gross body by this pindodaka. Pinda means offering prasadam, of Vishnu prasadam. Still in India there is a place, Gaya. There is Vishnu temple and it is a custom, all Hindus, nowadays they do not go, they do not believe even. They have given up everything. Due to unwanted children, they don't care for it. What is family, what is pindodak? Simply eat, drink, be merry in India, that's all. But you see, 5,000 years, Arjuna was not a Brahmin, and neither a sannyasi, a grihastha, householder, and in royal order. He is on the battlefield. He is not a Vedantist, but just see how his knowledge is perfect. This is Vedic culture. One may not be a Brahmana. Brahmana is very advanced. Satya sama dama titikha. But even Kshatriyas, they are also so advanced. So advanced you can see that he is hearing Bhagavad Gita from Krishna in the battlefield. How much time you can spare in the battlefield? The talk took place between the two soldiers when he was just going to throw his arrow. Shastra sampate. Just was going. He became very compassionate. Krishna, I have to kill my own kinsman. And he is describing. He is describing what kind of sinful activities I am going to do. So, just try to understand how much people were advanced. These Bhagavad Gita talks took place between Krishna and Arjuna in the battlefield, just on the verge of his beginning the battle. So how much time he could spare? At most, half an hour? Not more than that. So within half an hour, this Bhagavad Gita was taught to Krishna, and he could understand it, and then agreed to fight. Yes. Nashto maha siting labdhya, karishe vachanam karo. How much advanced you are in education and learning, just imagine. At the present moment, they are reading Bhagavad Gita years after years, big, big scholars, big, big theologians, but they cannot understand. After reading Bhagavad Gita, they are accusing Krishna as immoral. One professor in Oxford University, he is a student or professor of Bhagavad Gita, has written. Now his conclusion is that Krishna is immoral. That means he could not understand Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood by any demon or third class man. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said to Arjuna that I am speaking to you the same Bhagavad Gita, science of God, which I spoke millions of years ago to the sun god, because the parampara is lost, and I have picked up you because bhaktosi me priyosi. You are very dear friend and bhakta. So, Bhagavad Gita is not meant for the demons or the avaktas. The first condition is that he must be a devotee of Krishna. Then it will be revealed. Otherwise it is not possible. Naham prakasa sarvasya jugumaya samabrita. Namang duskidna mura prapadante naradhava. These things are there. So, if one is devotee of Krishna, he can understand Bhagavad Gita very easily, just like Arjuna understood within half an hour. Others, they cannot understand. In one sense, the people at that time were so educated, advanced, that they could talk about the absolute truth and understand within half an hour, 1 hour. There was no need of books in those days. People were so short memory. Once heard from the spiritual master, they will never forget. With the advancement of Kali, so many things will reduce. One of them is the memory will be reduced. People will be weaker. There will be no more mercy. The brain will not be so powerful or sharp. These things are described. So we cannot even imagine what kind of brain Arjuna possessed. Another thing, this Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. And the Mahabharata was written for Sri Shudra Dijabandhuna, Traina Suti Gochara, Sri Omer, Sri Shudra, and Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu means a person born in high family, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, at least Brahman, Kshatri, but he is not qualified Brahman or Kshatriya. He is called Dijabandhu, the friend of the twice born. The Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, they are twice born. One birth is father and mother, another birth is by the spiritual mind, by Vedic knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is mother and the spiritual master is the father. So the second birth. Therefore they are called Dija, twice born. So, Dijabandhuna, those who are not actually twice born, but born in the family of Dija. Therefore they are called Dijabandhu, not Dija, friends of the Dija, Dijabandhu. One may become a friend of the Dija. One may become a son of a high court judge. But that does not mean he is high court judge. But now they are taking, because my father is Brahman, therefore I am Brahman. No, that was not accepted. Your father may be Brahmana, but if you are not qualified a Brahmana, you cannot be called a Brahmana, you can be called Dijabandhu. So this Mahabharata was written, Sri Shudra Dijabandhuna Traina Suti Gochara. Woman and Dijabandhu and the Shudras, it is very difficult for them to understand the Vedic literature direct, because they have no advanced knowledge or education. Therefore, the same thing, the Vedic knowledge was described in the Mahabharata, because it is history. Everyone is interested to read history. But through history, the Vedic knowledge was imparted. Therefore, Mahabharata is called the fifth Vedas. There are four Vedas, Samyajur, Rig, Atharva, and Mahabharata is fifth Veda. They are meant for these three Shudra Dijabandhu. So, Bhagavad Gita is within the Mahabharata. So actually, it was meant for the less intelligent class of man. But at the present moment, the highest intelligent class of man cannot understand. Just see the difference. Formerly, 5,000 years, this was meant for the less intelligent class of man. And we have deteriorated so much that the so-called highest intelligent class of man cannot understand this Bhagavad Gita. And he is posted as the professor in the Oxford University. So this class of men are leading the society. The third class, fourth class men, they are leaders. So now we are talking with so many big person, guests coming daily. But actually, we can see how much the third class, fourth class men practically blind. They are leading the society. That we can understand. Therefore, the social order is, just like Arjuna is describing here, Sankaro Narakayaiva Kulakhranam Kulasas. Who knows this? Who knows this science? The Sankara Narakayaiva. If you produce unwanted children, irresponsible children, then the whole world will be in hellish condition. Who is caring for that? The world is in hellish condition. We can perceive, but they are trying in a different way. They want to remain demons, at the same time they want to become leaders. So, at the present moment, comparing the social status 5,000 years ago, according to Darwin's theory, 5,000 years ago, men were uncivilized. Now, this literature is written by uncivilized men. You see? So highly intellectual writings, they were uncivilized. Now they have become civilized. That is Darwin's theory. We are not making progress. Arjuna said, Patanti Pitara, he is Lupta Pindudaka. Pindudaka. In Calcutta, there was a big scientist. His name was Sir P.C. Rao. He was speaking in a, he was atheist, number one. He was speaking that is a Pindudaka. By offering pinda, prasadam, and water, if it goes to my forefather. So, just give me to eat downstairs, whether I can eat upstairs. This reason. But he does not know that how much there are different types of eating. They do not know. There is eating in the subtle body also. The ghost also they eat, but the method is different. So, even a big scientist speak like that, then how the ordinary people, jajjad acharati sreshta, lokasta dhanuvartata, every so-called advanced education, they speak so irresponsibly, naturally others will follow. Therefore, at the present moment, the whole generation is covered with ignorance and darkness. No clear knowledge. And without clear knowledge, whatever we do, just like in darkness, whatever we act, that is simply embezzlement, that's all. It is not very correctly understood. Therefore, we have no correct knowledge, no correct activities. And the result is Narakāyaiva. So, can I read next verse?
Translation. Due to the evil deeds of the destroyers of family tradition, all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated.
So, jāti dharma, jāti, nowadays, it has been taken as national. But here, jati dharma means, just like one is born in Brahmana jati, Kshatriya jati, Vaishya jati, Shudra jati. So each jati, they have got different types of responsibilities. So when the unwanted children, irresponsible children, they do not follow anymore the tradition, the family tradition or jati dharma, so they create a class of population in Varna Sankar. So everything becomes topsy-turvy, hellish condition. And actually it has so happened, now there is no more jati dharma. Everyone is engaged somehow or other to fill up the belly. Formerly there was stricture. The brahmana, the kshatriyas and the vaishyas, these three higher castes, there were certain restrictions. The brahman would not do this, or the brahmana must do this. That is called jati dharma. The brahman cannot accept service from anywhere. I have discussed many times. The kshatriya also cannot, and vaishya also. Only the shudras can become servant of other. Paricharyatmakam karyam shudra karma svabhava. So at the present moment, nobody can observe the strict rules and things that I am born in a Brahmin family, I cannot accept anyone's service. Then you will have to starve. Because he has no Brahminical capacity, by education, by culture, he is a Shudra, although falsely he is claiming that he is a Brahmana or a Kshatriya. So his jati dharma, family, tradition, family rituals, everything is lost due to these unwanted children. Unwanted children makes everything topsy-turvy. So Arjuna is visualizing all the future calamities. But there is one remedy. It is a fact that jati dharma we have lost. No more we can be called strictly following the jati dharma. No more can present himself strictly as a Brahman or Kshatriya. Everything is lost now by the influence of Kali Yuga and Varna Sankara. So there is only one remedy. Only one remedy, that is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Devarishi bhutapta ninanga pitrinam nakinkara nayam rinicharaja sarvatmanaja saranam saranyam gato mukundam parihuttu kartum. We must admit that we have created hellish condition of society by producing unwanted children and disobeying the jati dharma or kula dharma. That one has to admit, everyone. So, what is the remedy? Only remedy is to surrender to Krishna. Krishna also says, Krishna is canvassing. That even you can give up your jati dharma, but simply surrender unto me. I shall give you protection. There is another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kakva sadharmam charanambujam hare. Sadharma. Sadharma means jati dharma. So I'm born in a Brahmin or Kshatriya, so I've got sadharma. A kshatriya or brahman has got his own regulative principle. So Bhagavad says, that if one has given up his jati dharma, because Krishna is asking, sarvadharman puritaj. Sarvadharman means this sadharma, jati dharma, or so many other dharmas man created. For the nice keep-up of the society, just like we create, even in the modern world, so many rules and regulations. Take for example that one must keep to the left. Just to keep order in the society, there are so many things. So jati dharma, kula dharma is also like that. Spiritually, it has no value. It can help one to be elevated on the spiritual platform, but spiritual advancement does not depend on this jati dharma or kula dharma. It does not depend. Even without following the rules and regulations of jati dharma and kula dharma, one can become advanced in spiritual life. Ohituki apratihata, if one is serious to become Krishna conscious, that all these material impediments cannot check him. Anyone can become. Sat sapachu, that is, what is called? Mantra tantra visharata, mantra tantra visharata, avaishnava guru nasasya, sat vaishnava sapachu guru. Mantra tantra visharata, one is very expert in jati dharma, but if he is not a Vaishnava, if he is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. Vaishnava means Vishnu Asya Devata. One who has accepted there are many demigods, devata. So sometimes they are advised that if you want this result, then you worship this demigod. Just like it is said that if you want a beautiful wife, so you worship Uma, Uma the wife of Lord Shiva. She is very beautiful. So similarly, if you want learning, then you worship such and such demigod. If you want money, then you worship such and such demigod. These are their, orders in the Vedic literature. But if you want to get relief from this material condition of life, then you have to take to shelter of Vishnu, Vaishnava. Or the Shastra says, even if you have got other desire to fulfill, still you become Vaishnava. That is the last instruction. You don't require to worship other demigods. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, kāmaśtasya hitogyāna jajanti anna devata. If one is bewildered on account of lusty desire, they go to different demigods for begging some benefits. So they are hitogyāna. Hitogyāna means lost of intelligence. If Krishna is the Supreme, so suppose if you want some material happiness, can he not give you? He can give you also. So why should you bother about other demigods? Therefore, it is said, kāmaśtasya hitogya. If Krishna is the Supreme Lord, so if I have got some desire, material desire, actual bhakti means minus all material. Annavilāsita sunna. One must be free from all material desire. But even if you have got some material desire, still, you can take shelter of Krishna. You don't require to take shelter of other demigods. So that is the last instruction in the Vedic literature. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradhi tibrina bhakti yogina jajita paramam purusha. Akama means devotee. Devotees have no desire. They have got desire just to become devotee of Krishna. That is natural desire. If the son desires that I shall be obedient son of my father, that is natural desire, or the son desires that I shall depend on my father and I shall be happy. That kind of desire is natural desire. Similarly, if one desires that I shall become a devotee of Lord Krishna, that is natural desire. But when I desire to lord it over the material nature and forget my service to Krishna, that is called vasana. That is material desire, abhilash. So we have to give up this material desire. Then it is bhakti. Anna abhilashita asannam jnana karma dhanabhritam anukullina Krishna. So, even if we have violated the jati dharma and kula dharma, that is a fact, we have done so. There is no denying this fact. Every one of us, we have done that. Then what is the next duty or remedy? Because we have violated everything. So that, for that purpose, the Bhagavad gives you direction. Here is the verse. Devasi bhutanam ninam pitrinam. The pitri, pitri pinda loko kriya. So we are obliged to offer pinda and water to the pitris. But here is an, what is called, outlet. Devasi. We are indebted to the devatas. Rishi, we are indebted to the great sages. Devarsi, Deva Rishi, Bhutana, we are indebted to so many other living entities, Bhutana, and Ninam, we are also indebted to the human society, Ninam, Pitrina, we are indebted to the Pitris, forefathers, Pitrina. So, no king kara, nayam rini charaja. One becomes free from the servitude of all these personalities, devarsi, bhuta, ninam, pitrinam. How he can become? Sarvatmanaja saranam saranam. One who has fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Saranyam. Saranyam means here is the real place where one can surrender fully. Others, if I surrender to cats and dogs, what will help me? Therefore, they are not saranyam. But by mistake, if they take shelter of such cats and dogs, what benefit will get? Therefore, saranyam, the worthwhile surrender is to the lotus feet of Mukunda. Therefore it is said, sarvātmanāja saranam saranam gato mukundam parihuttu gattam. We have got so many duties, but in this age we have lost everything. Therefore our only duty is to surrender unto the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna. That will save us. Krishna says, it is not story, Krishna says, aham taṁ sarva pāpi bhama khaśyān. I know that you have violated your family tradition, your caste regulations, everything you have done, for which you are to be punished, sinful activities. But I give you an assurance, if you surrender unto me, then aham taṁ sarva pāpi bhama khaśyān. I shall give you deliverance from the all the action of sinful activities. Therefore, at the present moment, because we have lost all culture, we have done so many sinful activities, if we want to be saved, it is the only remedy is to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna and thus become saved. Thank you very much.